Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and hopefully you today, because we want to fill the phone lines. We're talking about, do you have that special someone that you always remember on their birthday? Now, they could be living or deceased, but you always remember this day. And then you honor that person. You say a prayer for that person. Maybe if they're living, you call that person. You celebrate with that person. Do you have that special someone you always remember on their birthday? Please call in and share with us. You'll see how it definitely enters into our Christian life. 833-288-3986. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. I love this topic today because it's going to elicit a lot of responses. And I know we're talking about people who are still living, maybe people who are deceased. Some people on the birthday of a deceased loved one, they'll have a dinner or a party or something. They'll leave a place setting at the table for that person or remember them in some special way, go to a special place that they used to go to together, things like that. So this is a very, this show is going to tug at the heartstrings a little bit, I think, today.
Well, I want to tell you that I put it on the calendar specifically on April 24th, Jerry, because it is my mom's birthday. She would have been 93. She passed in 2021. She was born on April 24th, 1931. And Connie absolutely loved EWTN, had it on all the time. My mom was just, I believe, an incredible woman and mother and friend and everything. She was just incredible. And she loved Mother Angelica. And today's her birthday, so I will go and visit her at the crypt where she's with my dad and Marty, and my spot is right next to theirs. So I'll go say hello to that empty spot that we have paid for as well. And it's interesting. It's an interesting day. It's, you know, I remember it, and I'm happy for my mom. I'm happy that, you know, because I personally feel she's in heaven, but I always pray for the souls in purgatory. So very important. But that she's a special person that I always remember when she was living and now that she's deceased. But so, yeah, that's why I put it on the calendar. And I thought, you know, let's open it up to the Take Two family and see if they have that special someone living or deceased that they always remember, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. You can get involved in the conversation today, as always, at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We are talking about birthdays, and if there's someone, or maybe more than someone, who is very special in your life that you like to remember on their birthday, maybe you live all the way across the country, but somehow you manage to do something either virtually together or actually physically get together. Maybe that person is that special to you. Maybe it's a family member, a parent, a grandparent, someone who's been a real role model in your life. Just think about that for just a couple of quick moments. It shouldn't take you too long, and then you'll be joining us without a doubt here on this conversation today. It's going to be, I think, a really blessed and impactful discussion that we have, as it is every day on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. 833-288-3986.
So do you have that special someone you always remember on their birthday? Please call in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We have Matt Gabinski at the phones. He's waiting to answer your call. He looks forward to it. So please dial this number, 833-288-3986. I'm waving to you. You've only got me on video. You can hear Jerry's voice. He's with us. So I'm waving to all the chats. Put your special person in the chat, okay, on Facebook and YouTube. And then also, Jerry, I have to mention this. One of my closest friends since elementary school, I met her in kindergarten. She's born on November 19th. I'm born on November 9th. And every year, Karen and I, we remember each other's birthday every year. And we've been doing so all the way up until now. We're almost 59. And it's kind of cool that, you know, and we went to Catholic school together and our families knew each other. They were very closely aligned. My mother went to school with her mom. And, you know, it's amazing when you can think of an elementary school friend that remembers your birthday every single year. That's mm-hmm. pretty incredible.
It really is. Well, it shows the deep ties of your friendship. I think it's absolutely indeed a very, very beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you know, we have those really wonderful, deep, meaningful friendships at certain stages of our lives, or relationships with family members, for example. And maybe they don't last, over the years, over the course of time, but some of them do. And so Take Two Family, that's what we're asking you about today. Who is it in your life that you just love to really acknowledge on their birthday, celebrate their person, celebrate their role in your life, just lavish love and time, you know, and the important things mm-hmm. in life, not just gifts and stuff, but you also just love to give them your time and your love and your energy and your attention. Who would that be for you? 833-288-3986.
Well, I'm kind of forced to always remember your birthday, which is July 1st. Because Marty's is July 3rd. Mm-hmm. So you share the same week. So it's kind of interesting. It's like these July babies who think that the fireworks are for them, you know. I always remember your birthday, Jerry. But you always acknowledge your sister Mary.
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. May 4th, coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was saying that. There you go. Yeah, very cool. And, you know, I think that's important to remember birthdays because, you know, they say, what do they say? What was it? Mark Twain said there's the two most important days of your life are the day that you're born and the day that you find out why. I want to change that quote a bit and say there's three important days: the day that you're born, the day you find out why, and the day that you enter into eternal life is the important day. But it's true. When we're born, we have this opportunity on this side of the veil, Jerry, to really earn just an incredible, entrance into eternity. And the work is done here on this side of the veil. So everybody born has a purpose, a reason for being born. You're not born by accident. God loved you into existence. This is very important. That's why birthdays are very important. My sister, Marianne, she's a stickler about having to have a cake on birthdays and acknowledge everybody's mm-hmm. birthdays. She just feels it so strongly. And I do too. What do you think about it?
I think it's good. I think a lot of people have different philosophies about that. Mm-hmm. It's certainly a staple. It's become sort of the thing to have on a birthday with, however many candles on it. Other people maybe who are watching their weight a little bit maybe don't want a cake, maybe have something a little healthier, but... I think certainly cake or something. There are a lot of variations of birthday cakes nowadays. People get creative a lot of times, too. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. So we're asking you, who's that special person, that special someone that you always remember on their birthday, living or deceased? Please call in. Don't hesitate. 833-288-3986. We'll be right back. Okay, who is that special someone that you remember on their birthday? It could be a person that is living or a person that has gone on to meet the Lord. We want to hear from you. We're going to give you a little more time to make your phone call as we share this announcement. So here's the number, 833-288-3986. And we want to share this, Jerry and I want to share this with you. EWTN offers the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel live every morning at 8 a.m. Eastern. We want to help you draw closer to our Eucharistic King. Our free, I love that word, Jerry, our free Mass Guide booklet, which includes both English and Latin text, will help you to follow along with the Mass on EWTN and unite with Catholics worldwide. For a free Mass booklet or ebook, visit EWTN.com/Catholicism and click Readings. Okay, I love those free ebooks, guys. Take advantage of it. And Jerry, we are getting some more calls, so that is wonderful. What do you say we head to the phones?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Okay, LaDonna is up first, and LaDonna is in Central Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. LaDonna, we want to hear that special person that you remember.
Hi, thank you. I am in a special week for this special person. My late husband has been gone to heaven for 18 years, and last Thursday was his birth to earth, and this coming Wednesday is the anniversary of his birth to heaven.
Wow.
And yeah, we do a lot of special things during this week.
Mm-hmm. So, LaDonna, can you give us, are you feel comfortable giving us his first name? I brought out the prayer book.
Yeah, his name is Dennis.
Dennis. And he was born on what day?
He was born on April the 20th.
Okay. And then he enters into eternity what day?
On April 27th.
Wow. April 27th.
You're right.
Wow.
Within a week, like you said.
Yeah. Wasn't April 20th Mother Angelica's birthday? I think it is.
I think recently it would have been her 100 or 101st
birthday. Yeah, that was her birthday, April 20th. Wow, they were born on the same day. So he died a week after his birthday. Wow. So LaDonna, other than, you know, obviously remembering Dennis, and what else do you do to celebrate his life?
Well, you know, these days with social media, usually my two kids and I will put something on Facebook, and then we'll each respond to each other's posts. And so then everybody else that's on there gets to kind of celebrate this week with us. Mm. So it's kind of nice to just remember every year.
Yeah, yeah. And we just got word that it was Mother Angelica's birthday too. So Dennis and Mother Angelica share the same birthday, LaDonna. Did you realize that?
Yeah, I did realize that.
Very cool.
And they're together.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, we're family, right? We're family here with the body of Christ, the communion of saints, and family when we go into eternity. Absolutely. I agree with that. What do you say, Jer?
No, I think it's a beautiful thing, LaDonna. And I was just going to ask you, you know, I've thought about this a lot lately because, you know, Debbie, she mentioned, you know, today would have been her mother's birthday, so her mother's on her heart today, and I lost a friend a few months ago, and it's really struck me how when we have faith, it really makes it so much, not only easier, but I think better. You mentioned, you know, when your husband went to heaven, you have that, the gift of that faith, knowing that he is going to be in a good place and you're going to be together again. And I just wonder how people without faith, you know, deal with things like this. So maybe just talk for a moment about how just the faith lives that you shared, obviously, and have that beautiful gift of looking forward to seeing each other once again helps to make maybe the pain of losing people in this life a little bit easier.
It does. As a matter of fact, you just said the exact words that my son, who was 25 when his father died, we sat on the porch one day and he said, "I don't know how, Mom, people do this without knowing that they're going to see them again in heaven one day."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree with you. My sister and I had a long 2-hour conversation about heaven, and we were talking about how there's not enough of this imagining heaven or envisioning heaven or trying to understand, because we're never going to really understand it on this side of the veil because it's so extraordinary, right? But just exploring it together as two Catholic Christians, we were getting so excited about heaven and how thrilling it will be and how amazing and how, you know, no more pain, no more sadness, no more of anything that we had to deal with here on this side of the veil, but only this glorious way of being in the presence of God. And it to think about how right now our church is so strong about teaching us about the communion of saints. You know, we're the church militant, the church suffering, the church triumphant, but we're all family. And at the Mass, it all comes together. Heaven and earth meet. The whole thought of that just gets me super excited and brings me a ton of comfort. And it sounds like the same for you, LaDonna.
It does. It really makes me very interested in heaven because now my parents are gone there and my late husband. And who else had the birthday on May 4th?
My sister. But
Jerry's sister.
That's your sister, so that's my birthday.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah. We're just having a little birthday celebration here on the air.
That's it.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, we're blessed.
Thanks so much.
We're blessed as Catholics to have this rich faith of ours and to dive deeply into it. And you're right. And when loss comes, which it will, we're able to handle it with almost a smile on our face in a sense, because we know the end of the story, right?
We do know it for sure.
Amen.
Battle's over.
That's for sure. LaDonna, thank you so much. Great way to get this program, this discussion started today. Thank you for being a part of the Take-Two family and calling in. And we said, like we said, your husband and you and all your intentions and families are in our prayer book. here at Take Two. All right, 833-288-3986. Is there someone special you remember on their birthday or another special day that you were able to celebrate with them, living or deceased? Maybe you do it every year with the same person. Maybe you got a tradition that you've established. Let us hear about it.
Mm-hmm. And Jerry, let me just share with our Take Two family. I'm checking social media, YouTube and Facebook, waving to you guys. You only have video of me today, but Jerry's here. And I wanted to share, I brought the prayer book out. So the Connie is in the prayer book for today. And then Dennis is right behind Connie. So if you want your loved one, living or deceased, in the prayer book, please, if you feel comfortable, give us their first name. Let's go to Aaron, Jerry. And Aaron is in Illinois on the EWTN app. Hi, Aaron. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Thanks for having me on. Love your show.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. We love you, too.
I have many special birthdays that I am blessed to be able to celebrate, mainly around, you know, family, husband, children. And today caught my eye because my oldest daughter, Mary Catherine, it's her birthday today, Debbie.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. It's her birthday today.
Yes,
on my mom's birth. Wow.
You said that. It just gave me goosebumps. It's a special day for us, obviously, and we have that in common now.
Yes, yes.
She is just a light in our life. Like I said, our oldest daughter, she has an older brother and two younger sisters. And she and her husband live two doors down from us and have given us so far two little baby boys and due with number three in August.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, I love it. Oh, you got to tell Mary Catherine she's born on a special day. I am going to.
I don't know if she has it on or not. Sometimes with the little boys, you never know what's going on at the home front, but we're going to get together this evening and celebrate. And we have a beautiful tradition in our family when we get together, and it's everyone takes a turn to honor the birthday person at the party celebration and just kind of tell them how what they've done in the last year that we're blessed by or what we've seen spiritually in growth or just something to basically confirm that we love them and let them know how much we think of them.
Oh, I love that. That got me emotional. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a beautiful tradition because, you know, we can see these beautiful things in other people and they can bless our lives in certain ways and they may never know that. And, you know, sometimes that's okay. We don't do those things, you know, to get attention for it, but it could be so reassuring and reaffirming. And I think it can deepen relationships when we share those things with other people. So, Aaron, I think that is a beautiful tradition that your family has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Blessed. We've done that, as long as I can remember in my family growing up, and It is something beautiful. And even my oldest grandson, who's two, sat there in October while we honored him. And he's very verbal, and he kind of got it. And it was just very moving to see how he took that in. And it is a lovely tradition, and I'm blessed to have it. And I thank you guys for all that you do. And I have to mention especially my our only son is, he'll be a priest 5 years in June.
Oh.
And my birthday, September 3rd, is St. Gregory the Great Day. Mm-hmm. I married a Gregory. Our son's first seminary was St. Gregory out in Seward, Nebraska. And then he spent 3 years studying at the Pontifical Gregorian in Rome. a lot of fun birthdays and a lot of fun saint overlaps. And we're just very blessed by the faith and these kids of ours. So thank you, Lord, and thanks for what you guys do.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, saints take us by the hand sometimes and don't let go, and they leave a trail of their help and assistance and prayers all through our lives. It's been that way for your entire family, it sounds like. That's great.
Well, and Aaron, I put your whole family in the book, your entire family, Mary Catherine, especially because it's her birthday today, and then pregnancy for her third child, that everything goes well. But I put you all in the book, and now we have another connection, Aaron, because September 3rd is your birthday. That was my dad's birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Oh,
isn't
God
see,
is good.
See, God is good all the time. God wants us to be together as the body of Christ. I love this. I could talk like this all day long. Aaron, you totally bless this conversation. Thank you so much. And please thank your son
thank
for
you
saying yes to his vocation.
Thank you. Yes. Please keep him in your prayers. He's doing a great job, and we're very blessed by his vocation.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Praise God.
Very cool. Thank you,
Aaron. God bless you both.
God bless you too. Yeah.
Beautiful. Wow. Isn't it amazing how we really are? We're connected. We are the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I love it. So Aaron, just free to phone line. If you have that special someone living or deceased that you remember on their birthday, please call in. Don't wait any longer. If you feel that tug in your spirit, we believe it's the Holy Spirit. So say yes and make that call. You won't regret it. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. And Jerry, I'm checking social media. We do have the chats going, so folks will start posting there of their loved one that they want to remember. Like Steven says, my wife always gives my mom a rose for her birthday and says she's happy she gave birth to me. I am blessed. Isn't that beautiful? Steven's wife, my wife always gives my mom a rose for and says, that is so beautiful. So his wife gives his mother a rose saying, thank you that she gave birth to me. I love that.
That's gorgeous. That's
just made me cry. For the prayer book, if possible, my mother, Kathy, July 17th. And that's from Nicole. Okay, we got Kathy in the book. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, and our dear friend Cease emailed in to take2@EWTN.com. Hi, dearest Jerry and Debbie. Great topic. I found that for the first half of my life, I collected things. In the last half of my life, I realized I needed to start lightening my possessions. My epiphany thereafter was that I can collect something that won't take up space, is fun to do, I never have to dust off, and will bring happiness to others. The answer? Birthdays. She says, I like to collect birth dates of acquaintances, friends, and family, and then send them wishes and remember them in prayer on that day. Mm-hmm. I celebrate my birthday April 29th, coming up, and always appreciate those who remember me. God is good. Thank you both and the Take-Two family for the opportunity to share. That's from Cease. And she says, Debbie, happy heavenly birthday to your dear mother, Angel Connie.
Thank you.
My niece's great-granddaughter died yesterday at age 105 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
I always love to remember this wonderful Southern lady, Mama, on her October 28th birthday each year. And that's from Cease.
Wow. Love it, Cease. Thank you so much. Wow. Okay, so we have an open phone line. If you'd like to honor that special person on their birthday, remember that person on their birthday, here's the number, 833-288-3986. You see how we're all connected. This is what we do. We start to talk, have these conversations, and we realize how beautiful it is to be a Catholic Christian, how beautiful it is to share in the body of Christ. And it's amazing. And we grow and learn together. And that's what Take Two is all about. So please take part, because you are the catechists. You are the ones with your lived experiences that help all of us learn and grow. Jerry, we have about 2 minutes to the break. What would you like? Would you like to get started with Carol and just to say hello and hold for a minute, or what would you prefer?
Yeah, we can start with Carol if we've got a couple minutes. Hopefully she can stay over with us through the break. We don't like to rush people off the air, so go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to greet you, Carol, from Henderson, Nevada on the EWTN app. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Well, my story is about somebody's death date, and it's kind of an odd story. It's my boyfriend's deceased wife, and the thing is I didn't know her. I had only met her once, but I knew what was going on in her life because her sister-in-law and I walked our dogs together every day. So I would hear all the time. She had suffered with lung cancer for a couple years, and I'd hear all the time, like, oh, she's doing well, she's not doing well, doing well, not doing well. And then one day my friend said, oh, she's not doing good. She can't keep any food down. Maybe they should put a feeding tube. Well, me being a nurse, I said, well, that's not going to help her. She'll just vomit that out. But then the next day when I saw her, she said, oh, she's really doing bad. They took her to the hospital. And I said, oh, I'm sorry about that. And then it went on to the next day, and I really didn't think about this woman. I mean, I didn't know
Carol,
her anything.
Carol, hold it right there, because this is a fascinating story, very interesting. We have a lot to talk about this. You hear the music. Hang on, and when we come back, we'll pick up where we left off. But we're talking about remembering that special someone on their birthday or when they entered into meeting the Lord. So please call us, 833-288-3986.
Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. And we have with us on the line, we have wonderful lady who was just recounting some details about how a friend was declining in health, and this friend is very, very important to you. So why don't you go ahead and just, if you want to rewind just about 10 seconds and continue on, because as Debbie said, it was becoming a fascinating story, great details on this, and I know there's some beautiful things you want to share about that, so go ahead.
Well, and Carol, it actually is your boyfriend's his wife, right? Your boyfriend's wife.
Deceased wife, whom I didn't know at the time, really. Okay. I only knew about her because her sister-in-law, my friend, we walk our dogs together every day. And she had mentioned that she was getting sicker, and I knew she went in the hospital, but I never really thought about this woman, you know, other than that. And one day I was cleaning the house, I'm vacuuming, and something compelled me, it stopped me. And I thought, you know, I quit vacuuming, and I think I'm going to say the chaplet for her because I knew she went in the hospital, and something just compelled me to do it. So I did. I said the chaplet of Divine Mercy. And after I was done, it was time to go to the park. So I went there and met my friend. And just then her phone rang, and she looked at me and said, "Oh, Bonnie died." And I almost fell over because I thought,
wow.
You know,
yeah.
Why did I? Why did she pick me to save the chaplet?
Mm-hmm.
And then now that I probably was saying that right when she was dying, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, what an honor. But now that I know her husband, and he's my boyfriend, I see that the family, the whole family are like lapsed Catholic. And so I kind of felt like she knew nobody was going to pray for her, but she knew I would.
Mm-hmm.
And so every year, it sticks in my mind so much, and I just pray the chaplet for every year on your death day.
Yeah,
I always remember it.
Yeah, the good Lord tapped you, Carol, because you were going to pray for Bonnie. Absolutely. And the day that she entered into eternal life, what do you have the date, the day of it?
Oh, it was February 3rd.
February 3rd. And so let me just for the, just because I get into the details of things. So it's your boyfriend now, that this is his deceased wife. So you didn't know her. She didn't know you. You weren't dating. You weren't.
No.
Okay. So this,
no.
Yeah. See, okay. Then there's the spiritual component to this, Jerry. You see where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's so obvious, Carol. You were the one who had the willingness, the ability. God allowed it to happen. You're spot on. I would continue to pray for Bonnie and the whole entire family if you're saying that they are lapsed Catholics, because
I do.
Exactly. And have masses said for them, big time masses said for them. But Carol, how emotional that would be. But see, that's how the Lord works. He taps people to say yes when they are when they are willing and able to do it. And see, the beauty of what you did, Carol, is you responded. A lot of people ignore that nudging. They ignore that feeling. You said you made the comment, "I felt compelled to pray the chaplet," but you said yes. A lot of people would say, what am I having that feeling for? I'll just get on doing my work. And so that's the beauty of what you did. You participated when God tapped, and I think that's incredible. Wow. Powerful, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Very inspiring. Just like every call on this program has been. Carol, anything else you wanted to add before we let you go?
No, that was it. Yeah, it surprised me too, because, you know, I didn't really know her at all. Why would she pop in my head like that suddenly? I don't know.
Right.
Well, God knew. God knew she needed prayers. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Incredible. Carol, thank you for sharing with us. And your heart just came right through the radio airwaves. You're beautiful. Thank you.
I want to mention real quick, our friends in Kansas need to hear from you next week if you listen in their area. Divine Mercy Radio will air their Spring Pledge Drive Tuesday through Friday. So if you're listening in Hayes, Great Bend, Colby, or really anywhere, remember to support your EWTN Catholic radio station. Without them being on the air, our show has no place to go. So since our show comes to you through largely through AM and FM stations and other outlets, be sure and support them to keep Take Two coming your way, along with all of the other fine EWTN radio programming.
Okay, another Carol. This is the day of Carols today in Virginia, this time on EWTN app. Welcome, Carol, to Take Two.
Yes. Am I the one?
Yes, you are the one. Welcome.
Oh. Thank you. I'm honoring my sister. her birthday is January 27th, and she passed away on May 8th, 2014. My sister was so special to me. Her name is Marilyn. I was born when she was 12 years old, and my mother was very ill, and she actually took care of me. She practically raised me as a little girl herself. She gave up so much to give to me. I can only always honor her. She had 13 kids of her own eventually, and of course, we moved away from each other because I had a job that was about 1,000 miles away. But what we would do all of these years, we'd call it Taco Tuesday. That was before we ever heard anybody else say Taco Tuesday. But she had a Carlos O'Kelly's in her town, and I had a Carlos O'Kelly's in mine, a restaurant. And we would each go there and take our cell phones, and we'd sit way in the back where we wouldn't be bothering anybody. And we'd call each other, and we'd talk on the phone eating tacos every Tuesday.
Wow.
So, yes, my sister Marilyn, wonderful woman. I miss her. I miss her. I still do Taco Tuesday. Oh. Although I can't get her on the cell phone, I'm sitting in a little, any kind of little taco place I can find in the back, and I'm having my taco and remembering the days of talking with her. Mm-hmm. And I honor her every Tuesday, every January 27th birthday. Mm-hmm. I love my sister. She was special.
Sounds like it. Wow. Well, in so many, she was special in so many ways, Carol, as you're describing. I mean, Marilyn, she was so, you mentioned how she put so many of her personal things aside to take care of you. And then the next thing you said, she had 13 kids. And I thought, well, you know what? That makes sense. You know, she sounds like she was a very generous soul, really from a very young age. God really touched her life in a special way, gave her a gift of charity and care and concern for other people that has obviously deeply touched your life to this day, to the point where you still, in spite of her not being, you know, able to be on the phone with you, like you said, you still do remember that, those Taco Tuesdays, and you still do those in her memory and really in a sense with her spiritually by mm-hmm. your side now. So I think it's just a beautiful, beautiful, inspiring story.
Yeah. Well, a couple things. I put Marilyn in the book and her family and your family, Carol. And it's interesting. January 27th is her birthday. A lot of people who follow Take Two, I always mention my very best friend in the world, because I've known her since I was 3 months old. Kristen, her birthday is January 27th. So God is connecting all these birthdays today, Carol. But one thing I just wanted to ask you, because I always find it interesting, every single person has a unique personality trait, a characteristic, a gift, a talent, something. Can you share something about Marilyn so we can, you shared about the Taco Tuesday, you shared about how she was a great big sister, how she was a wonderful mom for 13 children, but can you give us a little personality trait about her, Carol, about Marilyn? We'd like to get to know her better.
Oh, there was never a stranger. It was like when she would be with you, she would just light up the whole room or even outside. I mean, you look at her, there was this persona about her, and you just, everybody looked at her and everybody said, good morning, have a blessed day, and all of this. They always looked at my sister.
Wow.
She was so kind and thoughtful to everyone. And even when we used to go to Carlos O'Kelly's together, they no longer exist, by the way, but that's okay. I make up my own at this point in time. But even going in there, everyone thought the world and all of my sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a Christ-like character, to be able to make everybody, you know, feel special, and she gives the attention and she's kind. I mean, that's beautiful. Wow. You had a special sister, but I think you're pretty special too, Carol.
I don't know. I tell you, with the 13 kids, I felt for her, so I would always be trying to help her as I can. Mm-hmm. So when we'd go, when she needed to go shopping, I would take the day off and go with her and her 13 kids. And we had this real long piece of ribbon, and the kids would line up, and she was the leader of the pack. She was the choo-choo train, and I was the caboose, and everybody hung on to the ribbon, and here we are going through the store, and everyone is talking to us, and the kids know I'm making sure they're hanging on to that ribbon. You can't mm-hmm. let go. And we'd go through the store, and we'd find out, you know, buy their clothes, school clothes and stuff like that. And it was just so unique, I tell you.
Other people in the store probably thought the local elementary school yeah. had out for a field
class.
Trip or
yeah.
something.
Oh, precious.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for sharing with us, Carol. God bless you. Thank you so much. I'm glad you waited to get on air with us. This was very special. Wow. 13 children. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go to, Jerry, we're going to go to Susan in Rhode Island on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. Go right ahead. Tell us that special
thank
someone.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Thank you. My mother started a tradition when my younger brother passed away back in 1998. We just made sure that in the remembrance of their birthday, as well as anniversary, she had a mass intentions where the siblings all got together on the closest Saturday following the anniversary or the birthday, and we had special mass intentions. And then later she also did that for my father, which was in 2001. And in 2020, my mother passed away, so I started the tradition, and I hadn't realized how many years we've been doing this. So we have the birthday and the anniversary of their passing. We have special mass intentions at the parish where I was baptized, where her family is from, and it's just a very beautiful way. And we include the names of other family members as well, like my grandparents. So that's something we've been doing back since 1998, which I hadn't really thought about how long we've been doing this.
Wow. I love it. And it's spiritually beneficial, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's that saying? Blood is thicker than water, something like that. It's like, you know, certain family relationships, especially the one that you're talking about here, Susan, the relationships that you all had. I mean, this just shows, you know, a real depth, a real love, a concern. What breaks my heart is when I hear about families who don't stay close. They don't remain close, whatever it is that splits them apart. They have rifts or whatever. But to hear about how families like yours, you know, did stay close and did celebrate each other's births and deaths and do them in such
with
beautiful
masses,
ways, you know,
yeah.
the mass intentions mm-hmm. and so forth. Mm-hmm. You incorporated the spiritual element into that, which really is, without that, you know, the most important thing is missing, quite frankly, you know. And so you managed to really cover all of the bases, Susan, with your family. I think it's beautiful.
I love it. I put your whole family in the book, Susan.
Thank you. And I just want to share also that I'm honored that my birthday is September 8th, which is the birthday of Our Lady.
The Blessed Mother, yeah.
And my husband's is November 1st, which is All Saints Day. So just a couple of other tidbits on how birthdays fall.
Wow. You got the Blessed Mother and he got All Saints. Pretty lucky. That is awesome. Wow. Good deal. Susan, thank you so much. And we got everybody in the book. So that is great. One of our listeners just contacted and said, could you please read what Stephen's wife has done yet? Yeah. Well, okay. So Stephen sent this in on YouTube. He said his wife always gives his mom a rose for her birthday, says she's happy she gave birth to me. And then he said, I am blessed. So Stephen, other people are picking up that tradition. They're going to tell their spouses. Go to the in-laws and say thank you that they were born.
Yeah, right.
I love it. Okay.
Hey, real quick, I just want to mention, you know, EWTN has you covered on every imaginable type of programming. Surveys have shown that up to 30% of listeners to EWTN are not practicing Catholics, not even Catholics at all, but have an interest, a curiosity. Maybe they just listen to, you know, challenge what Catholics believe. It just doesn't matter. They still are tuning in. And mm-hmm. so for that reason, EWTN has shows like Call to Communion with Dr. David Anders. The tagline is, you know, what's stopping you from becoming a Catholic? And it's a sincere question. You know, it's like, we want to know, what are your obstacles to the Catholic faith, to understanding it, to believing it, to thinking that it's legitimate? Dr. David Anders understands the objections. He's been there, and he has the answers. So join us on EWTN Radio for Call to Communion with Dr. David Anders, coming up later at 2 p.m. Eastern Time here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, and we're going to pick up the pace a bit because we're going to try to get to everyone because we have almost full phone lines. So we're going to go to Jeanette, and Jeanette's in Cincinnati, Ohio on Sirius XM 130. Thanks, Jeanette, for waiting, and welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. I so appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to share with both of you how I remember the passing of my loving husband and my loving daughter. They passed a year and a half apart from one another. And so every year on their birthday, I say the Gregorian series of masses for them, which helps them. And if it no longer helps them and they are in heaven now, then it will help someone else.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Gregorian.
So I wanted to share that with you.
Oh, well, yeah, Gregorian masses are very powerful. So those are big gifts you give to your husband and your daughter. Jeanette, do you feel comfortable giving us their first names? And if you want to give us their birthdays, I'll put them in the book too.
Oh, absolutely. My husband's name is William, and his birthday is March 8th. And my daughter's name is Janelle, and her birthday is May 4th.
Okay. So did you see the connection here? So Janelle's birthday is May 4th, and that's Jerry's sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
May 4th.
Birthday.
Yeah, and William is your husband, and he's born March 8th. That's my brother Michael's birthday. You see how this, God is, I believe, Jeanette, there's no accident to this conversation. God is dropping. Do you feel it, Jerry? God is dropping like little drops, little kernels of blessings for all of us just to connect us and have us stay together. Jeanette, that is so beautiful that you do the Gregorian masses. I put William and Janelle. We're sorry for the loss. I mean, that's for the both losses of your husband and your daughter. That's got to be rough. Do you have other family members still with you here?
I have my youngest daughter and my older son. Yes.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good.
Very supportive. And when you talked about the other birthdays, I got chilled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes,
yeah, it's
God
beautiful.
Is with us and God is good.
All the time. Absolutely. And that's why we're doing these conversations, because they're not happening anywhere else. And so we really feel the need for a show like this platform so that we can come together and realize God is real and he's active and he's connecting us and he wants us to stick together. So, Jeanette, thank you so much for the call. Jerry, wow. Every single call, there's a meaning behind it.
I know. And I just wanted to real quickly mention Gregorian masses, because a lot of people may not be familiar with what those are. I know you are, Debbie, and mm-hmm. I know because I recently had a series of Gregorian masses said for my dear friend Harvey, who passed away recently. But these are really, they were started by St. Gregory the Great in about the year 604. What it is, it's a series of 30 days of masses that are said for the souls of the deceased, a particular deceased person, or the souls in purgatory. And that custom recognizes that really few people are immediately ready for heaven, but the power of having masses said for them is so amazing, so incredible. So folks, think about that. If you don't know about Gregorian masses, just look them up on the internet. If you have had a loved one pass away recently or even a long time ago, you could still get a series of 30 days of masses said for them. I know the Marians of the Immaculate Conception in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, I had the Gregorian masses said for my friend Harvey Cormier through them. And you can have those masses said, and they are very, very powerful. And I think, Debbie, didn't you just mention if the person is already out of, you know, purgatory in heaven, those masses can be applied to someone else.
Jeanette mentioned that, but that is true. Yeah. You never waste a mass, ever. So they will be applied to who needs it. So if your family members made it into the beatific vision, then they'll probably be applied to somebody else in your family or a friend or somebody else in purgatory who has no one to pray for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's go to Steve. Steve is in Cleveland, Ohio, and Steve is on AM 1260, The Rock. Hi, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Are you there, Steve?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, just fine.
Yeah.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me. It's funny, actually, just I got in the car to head to lunch, and I think W said that today's your mom's birthday.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, today's my birthday. Actually, I'm on my way to lunch to meet my mom, and so I just thought I'd call in, and I'm sitting here thinking about, like, you know, all the connections to you know, I can draw off my birthday, and there's just a number of things that just as I'm sitting here thinking more about, you know, just the topic you're on, you know, I'm kind of struck just by some of the little blessings throughout my life, but obviously a family tradition going with my mom, or our family always going to get a dinner or lunch, you know, for our specialty for our birthday. But this year I'm actually, you know, it's kind of funny. And this year my mom's like, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I'm like, I kind of want to go to the cemetery. So it's kind of an odd way to, like, you know, celebrate my birthday. And, I don't really get to Cleveland very often. So, I'm heading there now, but kind of a weird way to do that. But, you know, another way I've learned to memorialize my wife also has taught me a lot about giving gifts, and not just, like, you know, material, but I've gotten into the habit of making specialty cards and just trying to, like, tailor them nicely to, you know, to the people in my life on their birthdays. Something's kind of, you know, it's been, a healing thing for me, but also I feel like just a nice kind of blessing to kind of give them in that. So, like, my wife's birthday was on Holy Thursday this year, so just kind of tailored it to Holy Thursday and her birthday, and just kind of tying it together and finding ways to just make it unique. So, but anyway, just appreciate the topic and being able to, you know, kind of reflect on some of these things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, happy birthday!
Yeah.
And you're going to be you're going to be visiting a cemetery. I'll be visiting a cemetery. So in spirit, we'll be both visiting cemeteries. But, you know, that's a beautiful day to be born, and you know, life is so precious. So, you know, you talking with you today on your birthday, I think it's so meaningful when somebody calls in and it's actually their birthday. Don't you feel it, Jerry? It's like it's like, wow, God, you're so incredible. I get emotional with birthdays. I always have. Maybe because I'm a mom, and maybe that's why, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But to think that you make the cards, and I just think it's really cool that I think we don't do enough of it. That's all I'm going to say. I think we should celebrate birthdays more. And it's not about, you know, look at me, it's my birthday, you know, the whole spotlight should shine on me. It's just really about celebrating life.
Well, absolutely. We look at all of the things that we celebrate in life, and they're very important things, you know, anniversaries, milestones, this date, that date, whatever. Like you said earlier in the show, Debbie, there is no more important date than our birth date, except maybe our conception date. But the day we're born, the two most important days, the day we're born and the day we find out why. The significance that is attached to the day of our birth is so amazing, because that is the day that God wanted us to enter this world, at least come out of our mother's womb, and make whatever contribution to the world that he had planned for us in our life. It is a hugely significant day. So yeah, I'm happy that we're commemorating this today. And Steve, anything else you wanted to add in on top of what you said?
Just want to offer my gratitude. You know, you guys are definitely, again, just hearing the topic kind of helped, enliven my afternoon here, my birthday. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to celebrate with you, you know, briefly here, and hope you guys have a good day.
You
good.
Too.
You
happy
too.
Birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Yes, we love it. I wanted to share, too, Jessica from last week who called in asking for prayers. She had her surgery yesterday, and we've been praying, so wanted to make sure we mentioned that. Corey said, I think of my parents, Marvin and Mary Lucille, who passed away. I put them in the book, Corey, so just so you know, that's on YouTube. Rebecca on Facebook says, my late brother Edward's birthday is today, another April 24th. Wow. And may he and all the faithful departed rest in peace. Well, I'm sure Edward and my mom, Connie, are having a blast. Augustine says both my sister's birthdays are this month. A lot of April babies. Look at all the April babies. I love that. My sister was 2 days ago. So, a lot of April babies. Jerry, I think we're going to hear the music.
There's the music. Yeah, well, it's been another great conversation with you, the Take-Two family. I want to thank our show team today, Matt Gabensky on the phones, Charles Beery, our producer, Ace McKay, has been on social media. We always pray to the Powerhouse team before the show and the saint of the day, St. Fidelis. We ask St. Fidelis to pray for us tomorrow. When your kids don't want to visit you, Debbie, this is something that afflicts a lot of parents and grandparents. It could be a source of great pain.
Absolutely. Tomorrow is National Parental Alienation Awareness Day, so that's why we are talking about estrangements. And alienation, parental alienation, and just where as families are torn apart. So let's talk about it. Sorry, Elaine and Paul and Sean, you can always call back on a future show. Tell Matt you were waiting and maybe he'll push you to the front of the line. Thanks, everybody. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.